Hey everybody, it's Jason Jiggy with Penguin Fringe Abyss, and tonight we're playing Fiasco. The set playset we're playing tonight is called Salem 1692. We've got four players today. Jason.
Emily.
Jillian.
Nikki.
I got the dice, and fine, you can have the
Yay!
Dice.
Yay!
This is...
Should I roll now, or should I read the score first?
No, read the score first,
okay.
And then we'll figure out what we're doing. I mean, I'm assuming that this is, like, witch trials and stuff.
Being an account of the trials of several witches lately executed in New England. After the new year dawned on 1692, strange afflictions have beset many of the young girls in Salem. Thought to be the precocious nonsense of children, they now suffer episodes of violence and terrifying abuse at the hands of unseen forces. The forbidden games have brought this onslaught, and they have learned them at the hands of their very neighbors and servants. Inevitable accusations have now followed. As young as five to as old as 80, no resident of Salem Village or the surrounding townships, good Christians or no, old or young, are safe from the witch hunt. 1692 will be a year of misery and death for all of Salem Village. Truly, spells and stories are not simple children's games. Movie night, The Crucible, The Village, Luther, Day of Wrath.
Woo! Witches and stuff. Alright, roll the bones! Alright, so we've rolled the bones.
Oh, golly.
Wow.
We have what cast a roll. The runes.
It's not too bad.
And we have 1-1, 4-2s, 2-3s, 4-4s, 3-5s, and 2-6s.
Well, nothing's off the table yet.
Yeah, not the worst roll ever, but...
not the best.
16.
1.
You just handed her a cup with no dye in it.
Nothing.
Okay. 12.
Alright.
Did you see how I did that?
Mm-hmm.
I put the dice... die in the cup.
20! Natural 20! Winner, winner, chicken
Woo.
Dinner.
Woo! Darn it.
So it looks like Nikki is going to be starting us off. So once again, as is tradition, the first round has to be relationships just to kind of get us all started. And then we'll go from there. So for the recording, Nikki is sitting next to Jillian. Jillian is sitting next to Emily. Emily is sitting next to myself. And I bring it back around to Nikki.
Okay.
That always terrifies me when your eyebrows raise. Because they're so faint. And yet it's just like, oh god, what does she see?
Okay.
Jillian and I. Wedlock and sin.
Ooh, oh. Yes.
That's fun.
I'm so ready.
Okay, which way does it go?
Clockwise.
No, that way.
Clockwise.
I don't know how to do clockwise.
Pass to the left. Which think of a clock.
I can't.
Hang on. Let me devour the cherry.
Yep. We're all eating cherries and subs.
Okay, so now what do I do again?
Okay, all right. So
you open it to the relationships page.
Gently.
And you can choose either your guys' wedlock or any other's whatever.
Ooh.
Anyone else's.
Yep.
Yep.
I wanna pick ours.
Okay.
Okay.
Repressed lust.
And that, and what number is that?
Dos.
2. All right. So put the 2.
I'm so happy.
On that card.
I'm sure
that's what I wanted.
And
right.
Then that card is now locked. So
yep, nothing else can do.
Write
that.
Down what it is on the
card. Locked.
Oh.
Yep. I'm using the one. Ours.
You're using the one for us.
We are family.
Family.
No repressed lust.
No. What right. Have you done?
So I am putting Ooh. A 3 on Nikki and my relationship of faith.
Ooh.
So now that it goes back to you, the whole book's open.
Yes.
Okay, so... well, it's anything.
Yep. And in a 4-player game, we have exactly 2 needs, exactly 1 object, and exactly 1 location. What do you got?
Forbidden places.
Ooh!
Between me and Jillian.
What number?
Number 4.
I'm so ready for forbidden places.
Good.
This is gonna be just that next section of the day.
Are we becoming Abigail and like Proctor?
Yeah.
Like this is what I feel like is happening.
Alright.
But it's gay.
Good.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The best way. For that, at least.
We could both be Winona Ryder.
Yep.
That's also the best way.
Needs.
You right.
Just do it.
Can I give one to Nikki?
You have to give one.
It's on a pair.
Yeah.
So you would have to give one to us.
Mm-hmm.
And since yours is already set as a location.
I know what I want to do. Okay. Oh. No, I can't do that. That'd be messed up.
Okay, so you could either define their face relationship or give them, well, now one of these, the main categories.
Need or not.
So,
or you could put something between you and
Emily. Yeah, we got nothing. Or you could define our family, or give us something.
I'm gonna. Could you hand me a 3?
Wait, the last 3.
I'm sorry, it's a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
On which?
On Emily.
Oh, to succumb to the devil.
So you have a need
to succumb to the devil.
Is that what the whole thing is? Or?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then it's got a thing specific. That's okay.
Damn. All right then.
You know which one I'd want.
You don't even have a relationship yet, but you know you need to succumb to the devil.
Okay, let's see.
This game's already fun, and it's like I'm just picking words out of the thing. They're meaningful words.
It has really interesting world-building applications. I've actually seen games where they go through the fiasco rounds of actually, like, building the relationships, needs, and objects of between the characters. And then they don't actually play fiasco. They actually use that as a basis of building their own character in a different role-playing game.
Interesting.
So, Jillian, I hope you see the one that I want in this. For a part of relation, it's society.
Oh.
Well, good, because I'm going to screw it up.
Yes! I knew you would know immediately.
I'm going to screw it up.
I know.
Watch this. Nope, I'm not going to screw it up. I'm going to define our faith relationship as 4 witch hunters.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, no.
Don't you worry.
What was your...
society.
Okay. Objects. 3 body articles. Between.
Has to be one of us.
I know. Yep. Between.
Either family or faith.
I know.
That is also the last 3.
I know. Or is it?
Oh. Actually... I changed my mind. I want 4.
The last 4.
Shit with secrets.
Shit with secrets?
That's what everyone says.
With who? With who? Faith or family?
Faith. Me. Okay.
So it's shit with secrets?
Yes. Shit with 2 T's and an E.
Shite with secrets.
Shite with secrets.
Shite.
Okay.
Body articles.
Yeah. I was really
woman's
close.
Underclothes. What in the
Oh
wait.
Yep. I saw that.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm
suddenly very nervous to be the only man at this table.
Yeah. It's okay, Jason, we're family.
I don't want to be family anymore.
Too bad. You can't change.
I think I can give anyone objects, right?
This is the only one.
Oh. This was
an object.
Yeah, so we need a location.
So this has to be a need, because that's a location.
Oh, that is a location.
Oh, that's a location. Yeah.
Okay, so it has to be a need.
Yep. Oh,
okay.
We need
a need. But you can define their object.
Define the family. Define the shite with secrets object.
Define something
define
for us.
Define the mysterious location.
Society.
Define the society relationship. Or define the need to...
You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna define a relationship.
Wait, is it
Is it? No, society.
You have 2, 3, 5, and 6 left.
Oh, but 3.
2, please.
But 3.
I mean, if you really want. I mean, wanna. They're
kind of the same thing. In our case.
I'd prefer 2.
Yeah, we'll do 2. Okay. To be a little bit looser of the interpretation.
Yeah. Teacher and student.
For society?
Yep.
Okay. Hoard.
If you're curious, 3 was master and slave.
It could have been either or.
I have a thing to define, a location to define. That!
Yep.
An open need, an object to define, and a family to define.
All of that mess.
Yep. Oh, there's still so much to do.
There is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is so much fun.
Yep, it'll go around one more time.
I'll put it 5. A locked shed for your location.
Yes.
Yes.
No, Jason. You don't need a second smile. Not today.
Jason, not today. Nice. We have to amp him up over there.
What?
We have no dice. We have 1.
Oh, so this is like...
Yes.
We're done. You're done now.
Oh, we're done.
We're done.
Yep. We are not. We have 1 more. So do they.
No. So, in order to be the bastion of sense in this, I'm going to set our need as a 2 to be a good Christian.
Aww. That's not fun. I mean, it could be.
It could be.
It could be.
Nikki's got either. Wait. Got some good options.
To be a good Christian.
To succumb to the devil. Is 3 still available?
No.
Yes, there is 1 3 remaining.
Okay, so family, you 2 are going to be 3 married into the same family.
Neato.
What did you like, want?
Eventually,
succumb
what happened?
To the devil.
Yes, eventually.
Eventually,
what
us.
To us.
Look on succumb to the devil 3. I was gonna spam.
It could still happen.
Okay.
If you let it get all the way around to me,
okay. Yep.
I get to set the last night or whatever I want in the last turn.
It's true.
Jason's never gonna pick 3.
He might.
What's the one over there? The object?
Shite with secrets.
Yeah, I gave that one.
What number is that one?
4.
4.
Because I'm kind of interested. I haven't looked at that page. Okay.
Yeah.
There's one that's so specific.
Which one?
6.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
2, 5, and 6, that's all you got.
What's the over there? The need?
To be a good Christian.
I want to look at that one.
I'm sure there's something fucked up in there.
Okay.
I'm going to say 5 for your need. By steadfastly resisting the temptation. This temptation.
I fail. Clearly.
Oh, wait. No, I'm not going to do that because of reasons.
Okay. Now then, I have...
Object?
Object and the need.
Need.
And you have 6 and a 2.
Oh, what was the other one? Locked shed. I love writing that down. Just feels so good.
Yeah, and the objects and locations can, even though they're attached to, like, 2 people, they can kind of be used by everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, the way that Fiasco works is everything on here is really just a suggestion to kind of get everything.
I'm going to say 6 for your guys' objects.
Okay, what is it?
Diary page admitting a child's father was an Indian.
Very specific.
It is. Yes, I let Jason choose for what he wants.
3. All right. So.
Here we are.
Wild die and succumb to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
By corrupting the youth, by practicing witchcraft, by giving in to lust, by preventing church doctrine, by aiding heretics, by betraying loved ones. And what's your guys's?
Society, teacher, and student.
Yeah, let's just put that right there.
Yes! I knew it. But I let it happen.
You wanted it to happen.
I didn't.
But here we are.
Traitor.
I figure if we're going, let's go ham on this one.
Fair enough.
All right, so, let's grab the cards to your right. Pull them to you.
Put the dice
in the center. And then we will, read off the stuff. And then we'll name our characters. Or I will name my character, because I'm the only one not done that. And then we'll go around the table as if we were starting a podcast episode, like, you know, hi, I'm blank, and I'm playing blah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, So Emily and I have a family relationship of married into the same family, and we have a need to be a good Christian by steadfastly resisting the temptations.
Jillian and I have a relationship from society of teacher and students, and a need to succumb to the devil by giving in to lust.
Nikki and I have a relationship of wedlock and sin, and repressed lust. And we have a location of forbidden places, the locked shed.
Jason and I have a relationship of witch hunters and an object that is the diary page admitting a child's father was an Indian. Done.
Why is it like this corner wacky tic-tacs?
Alright. Could you two do me a favor and go over your names with a marker so I can see it better.
Oh, you're fine.
I can see the pen.
Use your pen.
It's just the pencil on the blue card is. I'm so glad those blue
cards
are gone.
What's your name?
Hmm?
Yeah, what is it this time? I'm writing, I'm not.
Well, hang on, I'll go.
Thank you, Anne. Anne knew I was cold.
Yes, you're wearing an apron.
It's usually a safe bet.
If you need more, I do have another blanket.
This one's very nice. It's very fun.
We also roll to see you starting us off. 3.
Yep.
3.
Oh, weird.
Weird.
3. Queer. No, 7.
7.
Thank you for turning it the way I gave it to you without a die.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
Higher than 7, you're up.
Woo! 17.
Alright, so. Hi, I'm Jason Jiku, Penguin Fridge Abyss, and I'm going to be playing Father Brother Mortimer Billingsley IV.
Mort. Gotcha.
Morty.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and I'm playing Annabelle Marie Proctor.
The love child.
Hi, I'm Jillian. I'm playing Chastity Smith.
Hi, I'm Emily. I'm playing Victoria Starlington.
All right. And we rolled, and Emily's starting us off. So, Emily, establish your resolve.
Oh, well, let's establish some things.
All right.
So.
With whom?
It's a great question.
One of life's greatest.
Yeah. With Mort.
Father, brother, Mortimer Billingsley IV.
Mort. Come on.
That's
we're
okay.
Family.
We're apparently married into the same family, even though I'm a priest. Okay.
It's just after church where they've been talking about these strange happenings of the children and such.
Okay.
And how it's mainly affecting the female.
We are married.
No.
But you're married. That's what I meant.
Yes.
I would call you Mrs. Starlington, not Miss Starlington.
Yes.
Mrs. Starlington, so good of you to see, so good to see you again. How has things been on the farm, whatever it is you do?
Well, it's all right, but you know, those things that they were saying, it's really happening.
Yes, I think it is.
It's, like...
terrible.
The children, I just...
Such corruption in the youth of all things. They know no better.
But do we?
Well, of course we do. We are God's holy warriors. It is our job, of course, to purge this terrible, terrible taint from Salem.
I'm up late at night.
Yes.
I'm having trouble sleeping. I don't know what to do. My husband won't take me seriously.
Well, have you considered praying?
Of course. I believe in our Lord, but I don't know.
Have you considered praying?
Scene.
All right, who are you giving that die to? Conan.
Why, thank you. You're welcome.
All right. I'm going to establish a scene with Annabelle Marie Proctor. This is after the Sunday sermon. I'm going over to her her place in order to get my crossbow and sword. Because... that's what you hunt witches with.
Duh. Of course.
Mrs. Proctor.
Yes, Father.
It is time.
It is time for what?
Well, I have the sword. It's like, it's time to witch hunt.
Oh, okay.
What did you think it was time for?
Supper.
It's 11 a.m.
Oh.
How can it be time for supper?
Why would we witch hunt in the bright day?
Because that's when they're the weakest.
Oh, I guess that's true.
They can't cast their infernal devil magics on me and you if it's bright out. They melt in the sun.
Oh.
Or when they pour water on them.
I thought I couldn't need a bucket. Swim.
Well, yes, that too. But, I'm not very good at this. What do you suggest?
I think we should wait till the night time. And then we should surprise them under the cover of darkness.
Because they won't suspect it.
Yes.
That we'll come attacking them when they're the strongest and at the peak of their power. Especially with the full moon being
3 nights
away.
Of course.
Let it be noted, Jason is holding a giant sword.
I thought. See.
Okay. Tanks.
All right. Okay. Nikki.
I want to have a scene with Jillian.
Yes.
And it's going to be before a church. Where do I want this scene?
Outside the shed.
Okay, outside the shed. I like it. I was going to say inside the shed.
But... oh, I mean, wherever you feel comfortable.
I think outside the shed is better.
Okay.
Are we hot and sweaty? Our clothes are rumpled. Let's just say that.
Go.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Annabelle, we're about to be late.
My hair. Oh, yes, I forgot it was church this morning.
Oh, the Lord's Day. Well, we didn't do much resting, but, you know, happens.
Of course. I'm going to walk home now. I don't want people to be suspicious.
Oh, yeah, right. Suspicious, yeah. I don't want, you know, anybody to... it's not that I don't want to be seen with you. It's, you know, it's seen with each other. It's, I understand.
Yeah. Goodbye for now.
Good.
See you at church.
Yeah. Should we hug?
Sure.
Okay.
And can we hug?
Can we hug?
Okay. Who are you gonna give that back to?
Oh, who am I going to give it to?
All right, Jillian, establish your resolve.
I'm gonna establish a scene with Emily. Continue around the table. Let's say it's your teacher, right? Student.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say it's right after our lesson. So, yeah, it's right after class. The classroom is cleared out and you're organizing your papers. And then I saunter over to you.
Chastity, is there something I can do for you?
Miss Victoria. I really
Call
don't
me
understand.
Mrs. Starlington, please.
Mrs. Starlington, I really don't understand what's going on in class.
That's because you're constantly staring out the window. I'd be happy to offer you tutoring sessions. Every other Thursday.
I would love that.
Sure.
What day is it today?
I believe it is Monday.
Oh. I was hoping we could maybe tutor today.
Well.
Before I'm quite lost.
I'm not expected home soon, as I do need to grade these papers, but I suppose I could lecture you once more.
I would love that, Miss Starlington.
Take a seat, Chastity.
I take a seat and flash an ankle as I sit down.
Alright, so who are you going to give that die to?
I'll get cheese.
Okay. Yay, everyone's got a die. Alright, Emily.
Me turn. To throw things up, it's going to end well for me with Nikki.
Oh.
Alright. With Nikki. So, what's the scene, Jillian?
Okay, so we're school, I guess. I don't know what our ages are.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, post-church or pre-church?
Post-church.
Post-church.
Actually,
can I... Maybe. No. I'm thinking that, Victoria is trying very hard to balance the conflicting needs of
to succumb to the devil
by giving in to lust and to be a good Christian by satisfactorily resisting the temptation, and it's tearing her up inside. She doesn't know, like, there's this girl in school and it's weird and, like, not really sure exactly what's going on. And, you know, Father Billingsley, you know, like, his talk is just so powerful and all this other stuff. When she comes across the young witch hunter coming back fresh from locking up the forbidden, what the hell is it called?
Forbidden, the locked forbidden shed.
Yes.
And, so that would be hastily running to church.
Yes.
Oh, golly. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Annabelle, what? On your way to church?
Yes.
So am I, but I just don't know. I'm in such a fickle.
You're in a pickle? Why?
No, I'm fickle.
Oh, you're fickle.
Just some things. Weird happenings. I'm sure you've noticed have been happening. Amongst everyone, but I don't know what to do.
What?
Well,
what are your choices?
Well, there's this fine young lass that she is a student of mine, and I know how scandalous that would be, and it's wrong, and I shouldn't pursue it. God is there for me, and I know, but them ankles. She has those fine ankles. But I can't. I mustn't. I'm married. I can't. But it's... I don't know what to do. Please help.
Well, you are married. I think you should stick like, stand your ground. Be strong in your faith.
Clearly, yes. Yes, you're right. Clearly. Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
We walked to church together.
Okay. And that goes to someone.
Alright.
So, I am going to establish a scene with Jillian. And this scene is going to be afterwards, after church. I've heard rumors. I've heard of the things that you've been doing. And I'm going to, I stop you on the road or whatever, and kind of do like a little impromptu interrogation.
Okay.
Chastity Smith.
Yes, Father.
Where are you going so late in the evening?
You see, I was about to help my mother with chores. She needed me to deliver something. She needed me to pick up a parcel.
A parcel? A parcel of what? I don't see a parcel on you.
I haven't gotten it yet.
And it's in the direction of the forbidden locked shed?
Yes, actually. I think that's where Mother told me. I get so confused sometimes. That's why I don't do so well in school.
Yes, I've heard from Miss Starlington that you've been staring out windows.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a daydreamer, I suppose.
Staring out windows at a bird, perhaps? Oh. This bird! And I hold up like a dead raven.
Oh, no.
I found it!
That's gross!
I found it outside of the window that you were staring at. You were casting a spell on it, weren't you?
No, it's gross!
You killed this poor, innocent bird.
I don't want it to be dead.
Witch! That over to you again.
I hit it.
Good.
Oh gosh. Emily started a precedent. So now they're all hid.
It makes it more fun, I say.
Nikki.
Well.
Trying desperately to get us back on track.
No.
I don't know about that.
You do you. We'll do us.
I hear.
We'll do each other.
Isn't that how Fiasco always works?
I hear. The screaming of witch, and I
can reenact for you if you want.
No,
I was there
for the sake of Jillian.
And I pull out my witch hunting gear, and I run out the door, and I find Father Mortimer Billingsley IV.
Okay,
Father. I heard you screaming about a witch. Where's the witch?
She's gone. Good God.
We must find her.
Yes. It was that Chastity Smith.
Chastity Smith? She's my very best friend.
Well, she killed a bird.
I mean, it's in your hand. Are you sure you didn't kill it?
I'm... think so? No, I'm pretty sure it was Chastity.
Oh, okay. Then we should go find her.
She went that way, and I point towards the forbidden locked shed.
Okay.
The very way she came from.
Let's run and go find her.
Yes! Ta-da!
Ta-da! We run.
Scene.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Jillian, this is the last scene before the tilt.
So I'm going to establish a scene with Nikki post you two running towards the shed.
Maybe like she runs yes. faster than me because of all my heavy armor.
Yes. I'm going to be opening or fiercely trying to unlock the shed.
Fiercely.
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 All right.
Chastity!
Annabelle.
I knew you didn't do it.
Do what?
Kill that bird.
Yeah, I don't know what Father was going on about.
Well, Father's right behind me.
Oh, get in the shed.
Yeah, we should hide.
Let's hide.
I'll drop my weapons.
I'll drop... Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Give seems it like someone. A pretty climactic spot to be in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so take your dice and roll them. I'm at white 5.
Nada. So it's not going to be.
White 1. 2.
White 1 for her. Oh, hey.
So white 5, white 2, white 1, and 0. So Emily's at 0 black. So
woohoo!
It's Emily and I get to do the tilt.
I haven't done this before.
Really?
Really. All right, what we got?
No 2s. Uh-huh. Can't do something precious on fire.
Damn it.
No 2s.
All right, so we have a 1, a 1, a 3, 2 4s, 3 5s, and a 6.
Okay.
So since I rolled white high, I pick once.
And then I pick 2.
Then you pick 2, and then I pick 1.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to pick a 3, innocence.
Okay. Ooh.
Which is what?
Somebody is not so innocent after all.
Whoa. What a...
And then I've got 4, 5, or 6. Well, at least it narrows it down to 1 page.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Five. Paranoia.
I'm going to pick 4, a sudden reversal. Our tilts are innocence. Someone is not so innocent after all. And paranoia, a sudden reversal of status, of fortune, of sympathy, etc. So, Victoria Starlington.
Poorly with Nikki.
So you're going to resolve bad with Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jillian.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Is she going to join the kerfuffle?
Oh, no.
How, though?
This is probably going to make a lot of noise.
Which part?
All of it.
Our sex or
the screaming, the running, the kerfuffle.
So you guys are inside of the
the
thing. You've locked it. You've dropped all of your weapons. You've dropped all of your
clothes.
Everything. I'm there.
You're running to the rescue.
Rescue, air quotes. But how does so did she get in the shed?
No, I was thinking she was just passing by, like nearby, and then she saw you running.
Yeah, but that would be a scene with me, not her.
Oh, yeah. With Nikki. Oh, I see. How did you get in the shed? Were you waiting there the entire time?
Maybe someone is not so innocent after all.
She was in the shed the entire time.
Yes.
Okay, so in the corner you were hiding. You knew.
Practicing witchcraft.
Sexy witchcraft.
Sexy witchcraft.
Annabelle. I see.
But Miss Starlington. Mrs. Starlington.
Please call me Victoria.
Victoria?
Yes. Annabelle. I'm here.
Yes, I see you.
And you don't have your weapons.
What are you doing in this locked shed?
Oh, you know. Things.
What kind of things?
Stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Well, what kind of things and stuff do you do in this shed, Annabelle?
I'd rather not say.
Well, that makes 2 of us now, doesn't it?
Okay. I'll back away slowly.
But it's locked.
Yeah. I'm gonna, like,
I remember it's supposed to go bad for you.
I know. Well, it's bad because Chastity's there also. I'm lightly distracted.
I mean, I was gonna say that maybe it goes bad for you because maybe she didn't disarm totally after all.
Maybe I have a knife in my boot.
You're wearing boots?
I'm the only nude.
Yeah, she's the only one that's nude. I haven't disrobed yet.
It's true, you have not. For you spotted me. Hello. Yes.
Maybe I have a knife in my boot, and I pull it out. And that's the end of the scene.
Yes, right. It is.
Just stay away from my bitch face.
Yeah. You're wearing boots at a time like this? Annabelle, I swear.
I am going to establish a scene with Emily.
Oh boy.
I have gotten to the
shed.
To the shed, and I've got my great sword out and I'm like wailing on it. Probably like cutting like little nicks off of it because it's a well built shed. You gasp.
What?
You gasp, and I notice you gasp, and I go, Miss Starlington?
Mort?
What are you doing in there?
Stuff!
What kind of stuff?
Oh, you know, things!
What kind of things?
What are you doing?
Hunting witches!
Well, that's not me. I'm just in here. I mean, there's also...
Wham!
Ah!
Wham! Wham! I don't believe you.
Well, there's also a naked Chastity and Annabelle in here, so...
They're in there too?
Yes, where did you think they went? Were you chasing them?
Purge the unclean! And I start Oh, shoot, what's that movie? The Shining, throwing my sword through the thing and just doing a, here's Father Billingsley.
Here's Morty.
Here's Morty. And that was a good day. So, yep. Okay.
Okay, so.
Enjoy that.
Okay. So, I'm going to establish a scene.
Should we take this or?
No, okay. Just leave it. You can just leave them there. Because they're there for everyone, and they can be used multiple times.
Neato.
With Jillian.
You're establishing?
I'm establishing.
I was hoping the Chastity would stop you.
Okay. So, I hear you, like, screaming and banging on the door.
My sword.
And then I scream, like... Because I'm terrified.
Give us a scream.
Ah! And. And then I like protect you because you're not clothed. And I try to like cover you up, cover up your, like, shove your clothes back on you again. Okay. And like, Chastity! People are coming back in. Hurry up. Get your clothes back on.
Oh, no. Annabelle, thank you. I wouldn't want to be seen indecent. But she's not the witch.
Then who is?
I'm going to look towards you peeking through. He's the witch.
He's the witch! And I turn my knife.
Here's Morty!
And I turn my knife from her to you. End the scene.
Alright. Jillian.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Oh, golly.
Who do I establish a scene with?
Oh, wait. I'm like. I'm gonna. That changes the position of the person.
I'm gonna have a scene with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna be holding my clothes. Still partially, like, I'm peeking.
Yes.
And I'm gonna be like...
Tasteful side boob.
And I'm gonna be, like, very, like... First of all, this whole thing is startling.
Of course.
So I'm gonna be like, oh, I didn't expect you in the shed, but I'm delighted to see you in the shed.
I'm sure.
No, I'm not gonna say that, never mind.
No. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And I'm assuming you're still crabbing in the corner.
Well, I did have a knife pointed at me, so I'm... And was yelling through the door, so I'm a touch in shock, yes.
Okay. I have a touch of shock.
I'll be like, Miss... Mrs. Starlington.
Chastity! Oh, Chastity!
I didn't expect to see you here.
Nor I you, Chastity.
Well, you see, I'm not upset that you're here, it's just I wasn't expecting it.
Well, generally those ones don't but burst into to the black shed. That's just not what happens, you know? But, here you are, and here I am. What are you doing here?
I was coming to hide from that man.
The witch. Why?
Because he called me a witch, and that wasn't very nice.
Mortimer! How dare he?
Will someone come make me feel better?
Yes.
Sing.
Kyle.
Alright. Second was to you. Alright. Emily, this is your final...
Indeed it is.
Final turn.
What is happening?
A lot.
Things are happening. This is one of those games where it's been not a lot of world building, but a lot of action.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring it back a bit.
Okay.
All about how...
Before church, like, well before, where I ran into Annabelle in the market.
Okay.
Ooh, me. Flashback. Okay.
And it's when you're getting your weapons.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, Annabelle. Oh, well, what sharp things you're purchasing.
Of course.
It's longer than Nikki.
I joined the Father's Witch Hunting Squad.
Oh, I didn't know that was open to us, we are the ones that are affected, aren't we?
What do you mean, affected?
Of the rumors that I've been hearing going around, how it's all the young females that are being affected.
Well, I thought since the rumors were talking about all the young females that I would fight off the rumors about myself by actually fighting.
I see. Well, I need to go for no particular reason. Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Darlington.
And then she Zoidbergs into the sand. To establish a scene with Nikki. I've broken through the door. I have my sword in hand. You were trying to fend me off with your dinky little knife.
My dinky little dagger.
Clink, clink.
Miss Proctor, what are you doing?
Ching. I'm fighting off the witch.
I'm not a witch.
Yes, you are. You killed that bird.
What bird?
The raven that you were holding.
I never showed you the bird.
Yes, you did.
You. It was you. You saw it with your clairvoyance.
What? What's clairvoyance?
Wouldn't you like to know? Witch! Witch.
Well, since you
I
know
I trusted
it.
You. I thought that you were going to fight off the witches, not become them.
Since you know what clairvoyance is, then you must be the witch.
That's witch logic. We must duel.
Yes, we must.
You still haven't opened the door.
No, I've chopped my way through it.
Okay, good.
We must duel.
So my naked ass is in the daylight now.
You guys are like off into the corner.
I'm consoling her. Just.
Would you like to confess before you die?
Never.
Oh, okay. And I swing.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know what I want to happen.
It's like yelling dirty cop, except dirty witch. Or rather, damned witch.
Ooh, okay. I can't think of anything. I guess.
You could always resolve.
I know. I'm going to resolve. I'm going to resolve, and I want it to happen poorly.
Okay. And you still choose who, though?
With you, Jason.
Okay. So, what's the scene, girls?
Well, I think it's time to see what happened when she signed up for his squad.
Ooh.
How that went over. With her explanation to me to prove that she wasn't a witch to join the witch fighting squad.
So.
You were skeptical.
And this is going bad for you?
Yes, it's going bad for me.
You put her in the line. Miss Proctor.
Yes, Father.
Why should I let a potential witch on my witch fighting squad?
Because I want to prove to you that I'm not a witch by fighting witches.
But wouldn't it make more sense to just burn yourself because you're a witch?
But then I would be dead.
As all good witches should be.
Good witches.
There are no such thing as good witches.
Correct answer! Question 2. Does this sword make me look cool?
Of course.
Correct answer. Question 3. If you were rich, would you tell me?
Of course.
Correct answer. However, I've got my eye on you.
Yes, sir.
Now let me ask you, who are the other witches?
I don't know. That's what I'm here to find out.
How can you hunt that which you don't know?
I'm supposed to be investigating. That's why I came to you.
You're supposed to be hunting. Now, what do you make of this? And I slide you a piece of paper.
That's Mrs. Starlington.
And what are we going to do about it?
We're going to hunt her.
Can I trust you?
Of course.
See.
Golly. How it all started.
Alright, so, the last dye color is also wild.
So you could go,
you don't
good
get
or bad.
Forced into a good. It can be either a good or a bad. Mm-hmm. So, Jillian, last scene of the game before the aftermath.
I want to make a scene with Jason's character.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to be duel. Scene. And I want to be like, I want to interfere with the duel. Like, I want to go run towards
it. Our duel?
Yes.
Yes. I want to protect Chastity. Annabelle. New Chastity's going to run and protect Annabelle.
All right.
Like, a wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
You're naked.
I warned you.
Chastity, why are you
you're not going to hurt my Annabelle.
You're Annabelle. Why shouldn't I? You're a witch just like she is.
How do you know you're not the witch?
Because I'm a man of God. How can I be a witch? I have a penis. Witches don't have dicks.
Prove it.
I dropped my pants.
No. Remove that from your mind. Remove it from your mind.
Now it is proven!
I still don't believe it. Come over and show me.
But my wife...
It's the only way to prove you're not a witch. Your wife wouldn't want a witch, would she?
My blade slowly starts to dip.
Which blade?
Exactly. And scene. All right, so now we do the aftermath.
Okay.
So the way that this works... I'm sorry, Jillian.
That was a wild ride.
I'm sorry. I'm just, like, not over. I'm like, don't say it. Like, fuck it. Why not?
All right, so roll your dice. Oh. White minus black, black minus white.
Oh, God.
I got black 7.
I have a white 7.
Aha.
Black 8.
Wow, Jillian rolled like shit.
4.
White 4.
White 4.
White 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll go around in play order, and I will read you what the book says, and then the way that this works is we for each die you have, and the color doesn't matter, for each die you have one sentence. And the sentence format is, this is me, and then you describe a part of the sentence. So it's like, this is me dropping my sword on the ground. And then I drop it in the cup, and then we keep going around like that. And whatever your aftermath ends up being fits the description in the book.
Gotcha.
As best we can.
Yeah. So, Emily, what do you got?
Black 7.
Black 7. Pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh dear God, you'll suffer. And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense, and decency. You're probably going to get locked up, too. And I am at white 7.
Filthy lesbian.
Weak. Hey, you're busted, beat, broken down, but at least you've learned a lesson about human greed and frailty, right? It'll serve you well in prison, which is probably where you're headed. Nikki.
Black 8.
Black 8. Nothing to write home about. Back to where you started. Maybe sore and broke, just like yesterday and tomorrow. You probably learned something, though. Like how to do it right next time. Next time. Jillian.
White 4.
White 4. Bitter. You know what it's like to be utterly crushed, callously brought low, forced to eat your own words, and stand mute and powerless before your enemies. They gloat, and you are helpless. So we'll start with Emily, because she's what we've been starting with, and continue with the aftermath.
This is me trying to run and getting caught on Nikki's dagger.
This is me with more than my sword hitting the ground.
Oh.
This is me tackling Victoria Starlington to the ground.
You put yourself here.
No, I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna say this is me dropping to my knees.
Oh.
Okay.
This is me looking in horror at Chastity about what is happening.
This is me walking, like, after all of this. This is me walking into the church, head hanging low.
Oh. Well, with good reason.
This is me tying... tying Victoria's hands up, but not doing the knot correctly.
This is me rushing towards my love, Annabelle.
This is me seeing my brother-in-law in church next Sunday.
this is me weeping bitterly before the altar, clutching my sword in one hand and my wedding ring in the other.
Oof. Yeah.
This is me showing up for the next witch hunters meeting.
You just carry on.
Everything's fine. We're all fine here now.
This is me gathering everyone around.
This is me setting a flame. Mort's voodoo doll.
Holy shit.
I'm on a dice.
Mm-hmm. I have two.
I didn't know how I was gonna end this. This is me becoming the next horrible, horrible leader of the witch hunters.
Horrible, horrible leader.
This is me becoming a receptacle for everyone's lust.
Okay. And?
And then you get the last die too, because everyone's all.
This is me having to walk home to my disgruntled parents who heard about me being a town bicycle.
All right. And then on three, everyone says, what a fiasco. One, two, three.
What a fiasco!
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye! Bye.